Namaste, dear listener, and how are you today? I ask because I care. And life is better when you know somebody cares about you. And as a fully unlicensed life coach, I'm here to guide you through this journey we call life. So take my hand and let's walk this path together. I'm Larry, and I'm here for you. You know, a lot of you are saying, "Oh, Larry, what a rough week we've had." You know, a lot of people have rough weeks. And you just can't let that get you down. Just remember, every day is a new day. And what does that mean? It means it's a new day and a new chance to start a new day. And a new day means the start of a new life. I think it was an old hippie that said, "Every day is the new day." It's something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was. Oh, every day. Today. Wait, it's going to come to me in a second. Too much pot. Oh, today is the first day of the rest of your life. That's what he said. And that's true. Because every day you wake up, leave that old, bad, icky day behind you. Just let it go. And you go, "Oh, Larry, that must be easy for you to say. You just let stuff go. You just let stuff slide off your, you know, like water off a duck's back." And I can't do that. Well, yes, you can. Let me tell you, you can do it. Sometimes you just need to get rid of the people in your life that are causing you strife. Because maybe that's what's making you hold on to bad thoughts or inner fear. Do you have that? Do you have fear sometimes? You think, "Oh, I can't do that. Oh, I'll never be any good at that." That's not just you talking. That's somebody in your life that put that in you. Somebody said, "Oh, you'll never be any good at that. No matter what you do, you always suck." And that just got into your head and into your programming, and it got into your cells. See, a lot of people don't know this, but your cells absorb stuff. And when it gets into not just your head, but it gets into your molecular, you know the word I'm talking about, gets into your molecular structure. That's it. I keep talking and the words finally come out. And you need to, sometimes you have to cleanse yourself. You know, like an alcoholic has to go through like 28 days to get it all out of your system. Sometimes bad thoughts are like that. You've got to get them out. You got to clean yourself. And that's where I'm going with this. Sometimes you have to clean yourself of the people in your life. Have you ever thought about this? Who are the five people you see the most? Who is that? Think of the five people in your life that you see the most. Is it somebody you work with, a husband or a boyfriend? Is it somebody at school? You know what I mean? It's just, there's five people that you probably see more often. And you know what? They probably have five times more influence on your life than you even know. So how are those people? Are they positive people? Are they negative people? Are they judgmental people? So do you want those people around you? Well, sure you do. If they're family, you have to have them around. But think about how you might be able to detoxify yourself from the negativity of the people you don't need. That's what I'm going with this. Think about who you need in your life, why you need them in your life, or maybe why you want them in your life. Because sometimes you don't really need people, but you want them. Needing is like an addiction. If you think, "Oh, I need this person." Do you? Or are you addicted to that person? Are you addicted to the way they treat you? Do you think you deserve that treatment? "Oh, Larry, you're getting heavy. Why are you getting so heavy, Larry?" I don't know. Sometimes I just do that. But I know it's for the best. I know it's going to help you feel better. So think about those things. In this little 5-minute podcast, think about the 5 people that influence your life. Take 5 minutes, think about it. Maybe even write it down. Make yourself a little list about the 5 people. And see which ones you really need in your life and which ones you need to wash out of your hair. Gonna wash that negativity out of my hair. So, until next time, I love you guys. Thanks for listening and share this podcast. It's the only way you're gonna help people. I love you. Namaste. Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I always feel closer to you when I get a chance to do these. Will you share this with other people? You know there's people in your life that need to hear this. You don't think you have anybody like that in your life, but you have a friend or a neighbor or a relative that really needs to hear this. Think about it. Reach down. Find that person. And share this with them. You could change their life. You could change the course that they're on right now. Because, you know, as a fully unlicensed life coach, I know what people need. Because I know what I need in my life. And it's probably the same kind of stuff you need. So until next time, follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. Just look up Larry the Liberal. Larry D.A. Liberal. That's Twitter. Or you can find me on Facebook. It's just Liberal Larry. But I enjoy this kind. I enjoy our talks. So until next time, peace, love, and namaste.